left off discussing cases where the halach is choletzes v'enem yisya b'emes, cases of chavilavin, the essay, cases of machshu grushasa, a case of isafik sota, we raise the very, very basic issue. If this indeed is a din daraisa that there cannot be yibum, so what exactly would happen in the cases of eshesach? Would there be an isra of eshesach? Would there not be an isra of eshesach in these particular cases? Let me just go over again that diuk in the Rambam, because the number of you came up to me privately to go ahead and chazer the chiddush of the chazonish, the chiddush of Rav Aaron Cutler, very, very simply. When you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Dal Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, in order to go to be chayiv nisa for zakei mamre, you have to be cholak al bezin hagadol, you have to be moral asos kegan asahedrin, regarding that which has hagdara of an isur kares. It doesn't mean that you're arguing about whether you're chayiv kares or potem an kares, but it has to be a theme, a mitzvah, an isur, which entails an isur of kares. It's considered to be an avera chamura. A great chiddush of the Rambam, for example, chametz of Pesach, meets that category. It doesn't mean they're arguing about this sirkaris of achila of chametz pesach. The Rambam writes something stunning. They're arguing about the iser achila on erev pesach. Erev pesach. You know what's so stunning about that? The iser achila on erev pesach is an iser drabanan. An iser drabanan. But the Rambam writes you can be a zakei mamre daraisa for contesting the koach hachachamre regarding an iser drabanan. Why is that true? That's the Rambam Shita, Shorash Rishon, and Sefer Mitzvos, because Isuri Drabanan are under the heading of Losasa. And if the Torah tells us you cannot deviate from the instruction of the Chachamim, so therefore, at times, you're going to be violating an Issa Daraisa, even by violating an Issa Drabanan, or maybe even failing to perform a Mitzvah Drabanan. That's the stunning Chiddush that the Ramban disagrees. If somebody's going to ask you, what's the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban? Whether Losasa applies to Dinim Drabanan. If someone's going to ask you such a question, you know what? You mean according to the Ramban, you don't have to observe Dinim Drabanan? And according to the Ramban, there's no difference between Din Darais and Din Drabanan. None of that is true. So what's the Nafkamina? What they're arguing about, which is very critical, are you Chayiv Misa as a Zakei Mamre for contesting the Koach HaChachamim regarding an Iser Drabanan? That's something which is striking. The Ramban says, impossible. And the Rambam writes, no, you are indeed Chayiv Misa. But the Rambam writes a caveat, that is the theme that you're dealing with, cannot be like a standalone mitzvah drabanan. It has to be something which the Torah considers to be as a mitzvah or an avera chamura, ad kadei kach, that hagdar will have in Isser of Karis. Okay, and then the Rambam tells you this following chiddush. The same type of reasoning could be applied when it comes to a safek sota. There's machlokis between Bezin HaGadol, and this Zakei Mamre, whether she is an Isha Kshera, who is Materis al Habal, or whether she is a Safek Sotan, she is Asura al Habal. That will result in this person being put to death because of Zakei Mamre. How can that be? There is no Isser Kares, there is no Isser Misa. According to one view, she's Materis. According to the other view, it's an Isser Lav of Tumak Sivba. It's a Lav. But where do you see that there's kares? The Rambam writes, I'll tell you where there's kares. There's a nafkamina when it comes to the case of Yibum. In what sense? Because if she's an Isha Kshera, then Misya Bemes. Meaning, she's an Isha Kshera, her husband dies, she's nafelas the Yibum, there's Yibum. But if that's not the case, if Tzricha Lishtos, she's a Safek Sota, Yibum is impossible. And if Yibum is impossible, now I have my nafkamina of in Isser Kares. What exactly does that mean? So the Chazon Ish writes, Simin Kuflamet, Posh Rav Shach, if she's an Isha Kshe, there's a mitzvah Yibum. And if she's a Safek Sota, Midaraisa, Enem Isya Bemes, and there's an Isra Veshazach. An Isra Veshazach. Wow. Even though there is no competing Erva, what is Monea, the mitzvah of Yibum, is the fact that she is a Safek Sota. But yes, but if the Torah says there is no Yibum, if there is no Yibum, why would we argue that we lift the Isra of Eshazach? And that's the Chazon Ish's Raya, that at least in that case of a Safek Sota, what triggers the Isser is Chavei Lavim, but the result of the impossibility of Yibum is such an Isser of Kares of Eshazach. So that's something which is stunning. So In the Kovetz Aruch and Gimel Beis, when Rabbi Chanan quotes this, he writes an alternate beer. He writes this the name of Hagon Rav Naftali, Rav Tali Trump, and he signs off in Kosovly Hagon Rav Army Klitsk. And that is, how do you know it's an Isser of Ishasaf? Well, what else would it be? No. Let's continue the chain. Now, we're talking about a case where she's an Isha Ksheira. If she's an Isha Ksheira, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. If there's a mitzvah of Yibum, the Yibum is impactful. What does it mean it's impactful? Nases ki ishto l'chodavar. She is an Eishas Ish. She's an Eishas Ish. Eishas Ish, that's Kares, that's Misa. That's how you can become a Zakei Mamre. Let's assume, for example, that's not true. There's not true. There is no Yibum. If there is no Yibum, so therefore we would not say Nases ki ishto l'chodavar. And even if they were to have a Maisabia, they would not be husband and wife, and therefore she's not an Eishas Ish. If subsequently she's involved with another man, that's not Eishas Ish. There is no Isra Misa, and therefore that indeed is your Nafkamina. So therefore that's the question that Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, where the Rambam writes there is an Isra of Kare Isra Misa. What exactly is the Rambam referring to? Eishas Ach, Eishas Ish. Let's assume the Rambam is referring to Eishas Ach. So that's stunning. That in cases where you cannot have Yibam Midaraisa, apparently there's an Isra of Eishasaf. We pointed out the difficulty, no? When you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Yibum, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam discusses the case of Aman L'Kohen Gadol. Aman L'Kohen Gadol. You cannot have Yibum, because Yivam Estavchav, Ein Esei Docholos Hasei Ve'esei, there's no possibility of Yibum, and therefore, if you dare do Yibum, you know what the Rambam writes? Lo Kana Min HaTorah Kinyan Gamon. Lo Kana Min HaTorah Kinyan Gamon. There's something incomplete. Something incomplete. There should be an Isser of Eishasach, and there should be Itfises Kedushin. The Vlad should be a Mamzer. No? Well, what do you mean that Lo Kana Min HaTorah Kinyan Gamon? Lo Kana Min HaTorah. The Ram doesn't explain exactly what he means, but the Nafgamina indeed would be fully. The Rambam writes Lo Kana Kinyan Gamon that there's no Ptur. There's no Ptur Tzaros. Meaning, typically, once Yibum is done to one, that's it. Right? There's no need to do anything for others. Here, since there wasn't a mitzvah of Yibum, because Enase Dochalosa Seves'e, as a result of the Maisabia, the others are still bound. If there's no mitzvah of Yibum, that Maisabia does not go ahead and resolve the Zika. That's what the Rambam means by telling you, Lokana Min HaTorah, Kiyan Gamur. But that's a very unusual way of saying that it's Gili Arayos and there's an Isser of Eishas Ach, no? So, all right, we have a diuk in the Rambam of Hilchos Mamrim, but it's Mefurish, the Rambam of Hilchos Yibum, that there is no Isser of Eishas Ach. Somewhat surprising. Unless the answer, of course, is as follows. Wait, it's true. There is a commonality, a Tzad HaShavah, between Sota and Chayv Lav Vesei. And you know what that is? Choletzes, Enim Yisev Emes. But they're worlds apart. They're worlds apart. If I were to ask you, what is it that is preventing the mitzvah of Yibum? Well, you know what? If you're talking about a suffix sota, what prevents the mitzvah of Yibum is something about the relationship between the deceased husband and the wife. The deceased husband and the wife. You know what that means? The Ishus is impaired. The Zika is impaired. Oh, if the Ishus is impaired, in what sense? She's Asur Labal. As the Gemara said, if she's Asur Labal, how can she be Muteres Liyavam? No? If she's usher to someone who typically she would be muteris to. So she's going mutter to someone where there would be nisr kares. How could that possibly be? So the fact that she's a suffix soaked is not incidental. That goes to the very heart of Ishus, Zika, there in Ochinami. Very mistaba, one could argue if the Zika, the Ishus is impaired. So in such a case, why would we be mafkia, this sir of Ishusach? When you're talking about a case of Aman HaLakoyen Gadol, the Ishus is impaired. The Ishus is not impaired in any shape or form. She is absolutely muteris, muteris alabal, muteris alabal. The husband died. Let's assume there are many brothers. Let's assume there are many wives. You know what? They're all muter to the other brothers. The other brothers are not a Kohen Gadol. The Ishus is intact. The Zika is intact. Let's assume, for example, that he has many wives. And one of them is an Almana Min HaErusin. So you know what? This Kohen Gadol can't marry the Almana Min HaNisuin, because after all, in Esedo Chalosa Sevesei, But he can marry the Amana min Erisin because Midaraisa Esed Echolosa say. How can you say that the Zika is impaired? The Ishus is impaired? Not? The Zika is not impaired? No? Why is it you can't do Yibam? You can't do Yibam because in Yitzir Kedusha, he's a Kohen. The fact that he's a Kohen Gadol impairs the Zika. There's a separate Zika for every brother. There's a separate Zika for every wife. So therefore, in that instance, the Zika is intact, but there's an Isser. Oh, so the Rambam writes that the Zika is intact, there's going to be an Isser of Ishazach. The fact that this cannot be done is Machmas Davaracher, and that the Rambam will call that, you know what, Lokana Minatora Kinyan Gamor. Lokana Minatora Kinyan Gamor. And therefore, that's not a steer in the Rambam to assume that in Sota there could be an Isser of Ishazach. And you know what? You see this in the Me'iri as well. Because when you look in the Me'iri in Sota and Dafei, and the Me'iri explains that why in the case of Safek Sota, you cannot have Yibum. The Me'iri says explicitly, because that's comparable to Eishes Ach Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Eishes Ach Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Wow. When you look in the Me'iri in Yevamos and Dafchav, and the Miri explains what exactly would happen in the case of the Kohen Gadol. Chavilah v'esei. So the Miri writes something which is stunning, no? And that's the following. Well, I'll tell you this. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. So if you're going to attempt Yibum, guess what? Lo kana. Well, let's assume, for example, you're not working within the miskeres of Yibum. Let's assume, for example, that you know what? These two individuals marry each other to Torah's Kedushin. Wow. But Torah's Kedushin. They're not supposed to. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana at all. Chavilav and Chav Maaseh. But let's say they do get married. What are you going to say? Meaningless. You're not going to say meaningless. You're going to say there's Tfisas Kedushin. And you know what? That you're Chayiv Lagarsha. But a get indeed is necessary. It's incredible. The Me'iri writes this about this case. Where the Kohen dies, the brothers of Kohen Gadol, and Esed Ochalosa Sevesei, but if they were go ahead and marry in the Miskeres of Ishus, Kedushin Tafsibu. Because there's Tfisas Kedushin, Mechavilavim. There's Tfisas Kedushin, Mechavilavim, Ve'esei. That's a far cry from arguing that, what do you mean, if there's no Yibum, there's an Isser of Eshesach. And if there's an Isser of Eshesach, that means there's no Tfisas Kedushin, because there's no Tfisas Kedushin, Ba'arayos. So that's something which is stunning. You see, the Miri Minei Obey, who writes such a nuanced approach to Chavilah v'Esei, but the Miri is categorically, when it comes to a case of a suffix sota, that's like Eishes Achiv Shel Melbonim. Well, that's something which is stunning. No? You see, the Miri himself makes that distinction. So therefore, even if one is going to argue at times, when there's no mitzvah of Yibum, maybe the Isser of Eishes Ach is not Poka, but that's not categorically true. And therefore, that case indeed would be different. Even if you assume in Chavilav Vesey there is no Yibum, for example, there's no Ptur Tzaros. There's a Ptur Tzaros when it comes to Chavilav Vesey. Even if one argues, what do you mean, Midaraisa, you cannot go ahead and do Yibum, because Enesei Dochalosa Sei Vesey. But nonetheless, we're not going to argue, so therefore, nothing. You know what that means? That, okay, in this case, that's true, but if there's Yibum for another wife, that would have to be done. There is no Ptur Tzaros in that fashion. Okay? And then we started to discuss the Tosus and Daf Chav. You know what? A one-line Tosus, a Chiddush after Chiddush. Tosus says the following. Let me give you these examples of Choletzes ve'inim Yisya'bemis. The Gemara attempts to suggest that that's true when it comes to Amana min Erisin. The Gemara says that's not really true because then Midaraisa, it's only even because of Esed Echolosa say. Oh, but Tosus says, you know what? But I'll give you other cases. Where in Achinam, in Ikar Hedin Choletzes ve'inim Yisya'bemis. Chavilavim ve'esei, meaning a Kohen Gadol min hanisuin, in Esed Ochalos Esei ve'esei. Or as we discussed, the case of Safek Sota, or as we discussed, the case of Machshu Grushaso. There are cases. And even though that seems to fly in the face of our Gemara, Yivamos Daf Gimel, if it's in Ol Yibum, in Ol Chalitza, no, Yivimta, Yesh Lecha Yivama Acheres. There's a category of cases where we say that's not true, that despite the fact that no Yibum require Chalitza. And then Tosos all of a sudden adds two words and gives you another case as well. Not only Amana min Hanisuin, which is Chavilav Ve'esei, Tosos adds two words, the Chavi Esei. I'll give you another case. Another case where also the halacha is Choletzes, Ve'inim Yisya'bemis. What's the common denominator between Those are two examples, Tosfos says, where you can't apply the principle of Hesed Ochalosase. If you have an Isser Lav, Hesed Ochalosase, Amana Min Ayrisin. If you have a Lav, then Essay, you can't assume that's true. And what about when it comes to Chai Ve'Essay? The Torah tells us, in Sefer Dvarim, Perachav Gimel, Posotes, if you have a Mitzri, you have an Edomi, Dor Shlishi Yavalahem Bekal Hashem. The third generation is allowed to marry. What exactly does that mean? You have a Mitzri that converts. The convert, the ger, that's Dor Rishon. He is not allowed to go and marry a woman who has a full Kedushas Yisrael. That is even true of his children as well. That's Dor Sheni. But the Torah says, Dor Shlishi Yavo, the grandchildren of his ger, they can fully marry in. Generation 1, generation 2, no, they cannot marry everyone. There's some people they can marry. They'll marry a fellow Mitzri or who converted. You know, but they cannot go ahead and marry someone who has a full and absolute Kedushas Yisrael. Dor Shlishi Yavo. Imagine they go ahead and do so. You know what that would be? That's a breach of an essay. Dor Shlishi Yavo. That's what we call Chavei Essay. Wow. So Tosfos writes the following Chiddush. Imagine if you were to have a case of Yibum, and you know what that would entail? That Itzer of Dor Shlishi Yavo. That would be Chavei Essay. Can I apply the principle of Esed Ocholosase? Of course not, Tosfos says. No, Esed Ocholosase. But here you have an essay of Yibum. You have an essay of Dor Shlishi Yavo. One essay versus another essay. What do you mean? My Ulmei Haimei. Since when can one essay be Doch another essay? Ein essay Doche essay. And in such a case, wow, that's comparable to Chavilam the essay, where the halacha would be Choletzes, the Eino Misyabemes. How is that possible? Oh, that's part of Yavimto. That's part of Yavimto. Wow. That's such a chiddush that Tosfos writes. No? And this is Lefurish against the Rambam. Lefurish against the Rambam. When you look in the Rambam, Perek Vav Chasibu, Halacha Yud, Halacha Yiralev, the Rambam writes the following. You know what? Let's assume, for example, you have a case of Yibum of Chai Ve'Lavim. Chai Ve'Lavim. Almana Min Ha'Eris. Chai Ve'Lavim. You know what the Rambam writes? The Din D'Oraisa is Esed Ocholosa say, but Midrabanon Gozra Bi Rishona Otu Bi Yashnia, and therefore Choletz Es Einu Misyaben. So the Rambam writes, Im Haysi Yavama Asura Al Hayavam Bi Isser Lav. Good. And then the Rambam adds, O Bi Isser Esay. O Bi Isser Esay. Wow. The Rambam's a force against those. No? The Rambam writes, if you have a case either of Chavi Lavin or Chavi Esay, the halacha is choletzes, lo misyabemes. And the Rambam continues, min ha-Torah af misyabemes. Min ha-Torah there be ibum, because esed ochalosase. And the Rambam writes the nafkamina, and since midarais there is ibum, therefore the fichach im avar uba'al kana. So therefore, if they would undergo ibum, they shouldn't, because of exered Rabban, but the ibum is absolutely chal. What does it mean, the Yibum is absolutely chal? Nasa skisha l'chadavar? And the Rambam writes further, and the niftaros hein v'tsaroseyen, the biyazu. And guess what? We're done. There's no need for any more Yibum. There's no need for any more chalitza. The other wives are free to marry whoever they want. No? Because midaraisa, this is considered to be a valid, they shouldn't have done so. Midrabanan gozer b'yushanat b'yushniya. But what are you going to argue? It has no chalos. It has no meaning. It's not impactful. What do you mean? Nasas ke'isha l'chadavar, despite the fact that Nisid Rabbanan was violated, and niftaru tsarosayin. And guess what? Everyone is done. And who is included in this category? The Rambam writes, either that which is forbidden because of an Isser Lav, that's clear, that's Mefurish in the Gemara. The Rambam adds, O b'Isser Essay. That's Mefurish against Tosfos. Tosfos says, what do you mean that an essay falls on the side of Chavi Lav essay? Because those are two examples where you can't say Esed Ocholos essay. And the Rambam writes that, what do you mean? Of course you say Esed Ocholos essay. Esed Ocholos essay and Esed Oche essay. What do you mean? What about my Omehai Mehai? Oh, so that's the Shagasari. Simen Lamed Gimel and the Shagasari and the Kuntras Achron. In the name of the Pnei Yeshua. Wait a second. Of course, Tosfos is right. You have a principle of En Esed Oche essay. That certainly is true. That what do you mean? That? Yeah, but in Esed El Chesed means the following. In this corner I have a mitzvah saseh, and in this corner I have a mitzvah saseh. Meaning, a mitzvah saseh is a kiyum essay. My umi hai me hai. What right do you have to sacrifice one essay in the face of another essay? My chazis. Well, what right do you have to say, I'm opting for this in the face of that? What right do you have to do that? Here, what are we talking about? Dor shlishi yavo. What does dor shlishi yavo mean? A mitzvah sasei. A mitzvah sasei. You know what? The guy's a little, okay. You know, he wants to marry the third generation of a mitzri. Because the pasuk says dor shlishi yavo. So you know what you're going to tell him? That's not a kiyum essay. That's not a kiyum essay. It means that at that point in time, generation three, you know what? That he is mutulava bakaho. Mutulava bakaho. And up until then, there's an iser essay. An Isser essay. Whoa. That's what the Rambam is. The Rambam is mafurish, no? The Rambam writes either be Isser lav, what's the Lashon Rambam? Or be Isser essay. An Isser essay. If you're talking about a Kiyum essay, you're right, I'm going to argue that my chazis, my ulmi hai mihai. That's certainly true. However, if you're talking about an Isser essay, wouldn't that be ironic? The Torah can formulate Isserim in one of two ways, no? One can be allowed, and one can be through an essay. Sometimes the Torah will tell you what you cannot do. Sometimes the Torah will tell you what you are allowed to do. And the inference is that I'm not allowed to do whatever is denied by that pasuk. Okay. So Tosfos says, Shavuos Daf Chaf Daled. Vizavachta is not a mitzvah essay of shechita, but it's an iser essay. If you dare go ahead and eat this animal that drops dead, you're going to violate an iser essay of Eino Zavucha. An iser essay that this was not subject to Shlita. There's a concept of an iser essay. An iser essay. When you have an Eved Ivri, he goes free. An Eved Knani, La'olam Bahem Tavodu. Brachos Mem Zayin, Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, Lomen Tavodu. Kol HaMashach Ravdo, Ovra Be'essay. Over a essay. That's an Isser essay. An Isser essay. Sometimes you can have something which is both an Isser essay and a Kiyum essay. That's how the Rambam begins Hilchos Shabbos, no? You should realize the Torah tells us on Shabbos, on Yantiv, Shabbosom, Tishbos, Shmartim es Shabbos ki Kodesh Ilachem. There's an essay. There's an essay. What exactly is this essay? The Rambam writes two halves. There's a Kiyum essay and there's an Isser essay. A Kiyum essay and an Isser essay. If you treat Shabbos properly, you're mekayem a mitzvah. And if you don't do so, you're violating an essay. You're violating an essay of Tishbos or Shabbos. So sometimes you can have a kiyum essay, sometimes you can have an iser essay, sometimes, you know what, you can have a shiluv. That this pasuk has two hats, two dimensions, two halves to the pasuk, simultaneously a kiyum essay, as well as an iser essay. Wow. When the Torah tells me dor shlishi yavo, you know what that means? It's an iser essay. It's not as chamor as violating love, but the Torah says that that is aser. What's the classic nafgamina of love as opposed to an iser essay? Malkus. Malkus. Malkus is only when the Torah formulates a love. How does the Torah formulate a love? Lo yishomer pen or av. Lo yishomer pen or av. If the Torah tells you not to do something, but it is not framed in that fashion, guess what? You know what? That is an Isser essay. You know, you learn the first parak of Pesachim. Whoa, what exactly is Tashvisu? What exactly is Tashvisu? No? Is Tashvisu a Kiyum essay? Is Tashvisu an Isser essay? When I get rid of my chametz, am I mekayim a mitzvah? And if I fail to get rid of my chametz, maybe in addition to violating Barah by Matzeh, I was mevatel an essay of Tashvisu. Is there a difference between them? You know what? Let's say Rabbi Yehuda Shita is an example. Ein bir chametz, ala b'sreifa. So I go ahead and I take my chametz and I destroy it shelo al yedei sreifa. Shelo al yedei sreifa. I'm violating Bal Yeram by Matzeh. I don't own any chametz. No? I'm violating an Isser of Tashvisu. An Isser of Tashvisu. What do you mean Isser of Tashvisu? I don't have any chametz whatsoever. So what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says that, you know what, that ain't bir chametz ala b'sreifa? You can get rid of it. But you know what, you're not going to do what? You're going to violate an isra of oni chametz. You're going to violate an isra of tashvisu. No. You know what, you see according to Rabbi Shita, that tashvisu must be a kiyum hamitzvah. And the answer is, you know what, if you take your chametz and you destroy it, guess what? You're not going to violate Bal Yeram, you're not going to violate Bal Yematz, you're not going to violate Isra Tashvisu, but you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisus or mevatechem. That's like nosa. That's by Eish Yisrael food. Wow. And maybe this is Reb Chaim's suggestion. Whoa. You know why the Chachamim disagree and say hashbasus b'chol davar? Maybe one could argue that's like just a detail. No, Reb Chaim says, because according to the Chachamim, tashbisu is an iser ese, that you cannot possess chametz. And if it's an iser ese, guess what? Hashbasus b'chol davar. If it's an iser ese, that's b'chol davar. If it's a kiyum ese, I could argue that even if you don't have any chametz, you know what? Like that minchas chinuch, mitzvah tet, you don't have any chametz. Go buy chametz in order to destroy it. That would sound unusual if it's an iser ese. If it's a mitzvah, you don't have a lulav. Go buy a lulav to fulfill the mitzvah. You don't have chametz. Go buy chametz in order to fulfill a mitzvah tashmisa. That's that din of the minchas chinuch. Many, many nafkaminas. But sometimes it's very unclear. Kiyum ese, iser ese, both up dor shlishi yavo is an iser ese. And you know what the Rambam Shita is? Doesn't that sound ironic that ese do chalos ese, but a kiyum ese cannot be doch in iser ese? An iser ese is more calm than a lav daraisa. A lav daraisa is an avera chamura. For a lav daraisa, whoa, ese do chalos ese. So the ese is sufficiently potent to push aside a lav, but another essay doesn't budge. A kiyum essay, my only high may high, but not true when it comes to a case of an iser essay. And therefore, simply, the Rambam maintains that a case of dor shlishi yavo, a mitzri and adomi, of course there's yibum hidaraisa, because the mitzvah of yibum is docha, the iser essay of dor shlishi yavo. And therfore, that's only a din rabbanan. That's considered to be that which is exera. That which is exera. That's a very fundamental machlokes. Esse del chalos say when it comes to in iser esse. Ooh, wasn't so long ago. No, beitzadafe. Oh. Ooh. The Gemara points out, you know, a clear difficulty. Typically speaking, a yantif, you know, is in the middle of a month, Pesach, Sukkot, in the middle of the month, guess what? You know what? Eidim, Bezim will declare now it is Rosh Chodesh, you know what? And we'll be able to observe Yonta properly. True, maybe, you know what, in earlier times, not everyone in Chutz Laretz would be aware of when Rosh Chodesh was. That's a problem of transmission. But in the Beis Havad in Eretz Yisrael, it was clear, today is Rosh Chodesh. Oh, so in Chutz Laretz we'll have a Sveika Dioma, Sveika Dioma. Okay, good, good. Oh, Beitza Dafe. What about when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, incredible, no? Eidim come, and they say, ooh, you know what? Malad Havana. Now it is Rosh Chodesh. Now it is Rosh Chodesh. Mekudesh Mekud. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. You know what that means? It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. Now it will be Rosh Hashanah in 2 weeks. It's Rosh Hashanah. Whoa, so imagine, you know, the Eidim are going to come at some time during the day, and you know what? Bez is going to declare, today is Rosh Hashanah, meaning today is a Yantif, with all that that entails. Imagine if the Eidim will go ahead and come late in the day. That's the Gemara, Pamachas, Nishto HaEidim Ilavo. No? Beis Adafe, and that's the Sigit length in Rosh Hashanah, and Dav Lamed. Imagine what's going to happen. In 3 in the afternoon, we're going to declare, you know, today is Rosh Hashanah. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Wow, so how is all that going to work out? How's it? So the Mishnah tells us something really unusual. Pamachas nisho Eidim ilavo. It really once happened that Eidim really came late, and they declared that, you know, now it's Rosh Chodesh. Imagine what that would mean. You know what that means? Niskalko halaviyim bishir. That's the Mishnah. This is going to be based on that faith. And you know what happened? Incredible. The Levim, Niskalk Levim B'Shir. Either it meant that they didn't sing the proper Shira that they should have, or maybe it meant that they sang the wrong Shira. They sang a Shira Shochol with the Tamim, and as opposed to the Shira that you sing on Rosh Hashanah, now like, whoa. You know what? So imagine, if it come late in the day, the Levim are not going to know that what Shira to sing. So Tosos screams, no. Tosos, face the Hamad Aleph, Duras, and his Kalkulu. That's the only problem. The long and short problem of Eidim coming late in the day is Levim are not going to know which Shira to sing. I don't mean to minimize that problem, but Sotosos just Rabbeinu Peretz. What about the Karbanos? What about the Karbanos? No, you're talking Ibe Samigdash. Okay. What about the Karbanos? What about the Karban Musaf? What about the Musafim? No? Up until now, it was assumed to be a weekday. So the Avodah is going to be a weekday Avodah, All of a sudden now in the afternoon, you're declaring it's Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, all of a sudden you have to bring the Musafim. So what in the world is going to happen? So why is that a problem? Just bring the Musafim right now. You're not allowed to bring the Musafim right now. No, that's a Pasuk in Vayikra Vav. The Hikter Lachel VeHashlamim, Allah Hashlim Kol HaKarbanos Kulam. You're not allowed to offer other Karbanos after the Tavish, Shabbat Arba'im. So imagine, it's a weekday. In Beis Hamikdash, we offer the Karban Tamid Shobat Arba'im. And the Torah says, when you do that, v'hikter lechel v'yashlamin, meaning, aleh hashlem kar kabanos kulam, and all of a sudden now I tell you, you know what, it's Rosh Hashanah, and now other Karbanos have to be brought. That sounds much more basic than niskal kavim b'shir. Shir sounds like the Karbanos are okay, it's just the question is, in real time, what the Levim? What happened about the Karbanos? That's Hikshur Abinu Peretz. Hikshur Abinu Peretz. Oh, so Abinu Peretz writes the following. That's not a problem. You know what? Because in such a case, you know what? It's 3 in the afternoon. We already offered the Karban Tamar Shabbat Arba'im, but now we realize we have to offer the Musafim. So guess what? We're going to offer the Musafim. If that's the only problem, what's the problem? We'll offer it right now. You can't offer it now. There's an essay to Hashlama. What do you mean? The kiyum of the Musa Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah, is going to be doche the essay to Hashlama. It's going to be doche the essay to Hashlama. No? It'll be doche the essay to Hashlama. Okay. That's not a problem. And Rabbeinu Peretz is pretty explicit. You're going to tell me how in the world that there's a mitzvah of the Musafim, but there's an essay of the Hikter Chelve Hashlamim. Well, Hikter Chelve Hashlamim is an Isser essay. It's an Isser essay. Allah Hashlam Karban Askuma means dare not bring a carbon after. That's an Isser essay. The Kiyum essay of the carbon is going to be Docha, the Isser of Hashlamah. So if that was the only problem, what do you mean? Essay Docha essay. That's the Tosus and Beisa and the Fame and Aleph. Well, and there's a similar Gemara, Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, where the Gemara discusses the following case. You know, it's Erev Pesach, and it's already late. People are offering their Karban Pesach. Well, good. What about Esed HaShlama? Karban Pesach is not bound by Esed HaShlama. Karban Pesach, which is Ben Arba'im, that's unusual. That is a carbon which is brought afterwards. The Karban Pesach is not sandwiched in between the Tamid Shoshan and the Shabbat Arba'im. Other Karbanos, yes, but not Karban Pesach. What do you mean? This is not a Karban. This is after the Karban Tamid Shoshan. Ben Arba'im. Okay, good. So everybody's walking in, and this guy walks in. You know, like where have you been? What's the problem? You know, he says, I'm a Chusar Kippurim. So you know what? You have to accept this carbon of Mechusar Kippurim to allow me to become tahor to partake of the carbon Pesach. Whoa. That's a violation of Esed HaShlama. Accepting that carbon had to be before the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So the Kohen has a real dilemma, no? If he refuses to accept that carbon of the Mechusar Kippurim, he cannot partake of the carbon. If he accepts that carbon, that's a violation of the Essay Dashlama. So what exactly do you do? Bottom line, Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, you know what? We're going to tell the Kohen, you know what? Just offer the carbon. That's a violation of the Essay Dashlama. But offer the carbon. Wow. How does all that work? When push comes to shove in an unusual circumstance, we're going to offer the Musafim after the carbon Tamid Shabbat Arba'im. When push comes to shove in a usual circumstance, we're going to offer the carbon of a Mechusar Kippurim after the carbon Tamid Shabbat Arba'im. How does all of that work? So Tosus assumes. Pesachim daf mentesam aleph. Tosus assumes Beitz and daf Rabbi Peretz. All of that works with Esei Dochalosas. All of that works with Esei Dochalosas. Well, just like Esei Dochalosas, Hakim Esei is Dochin Yisra Esei. Hakim Esei is Dochin Yisra Esei. The Kim Esei, either of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah or the Karbanis Mechusu Kiburin, that will be Docha de Esei Dashla. That's Docha de Esei Dashla. Wow. That's what Tosus assumes. The theme of those two sugyas is the theme of Esei Dochalosas. Esei Dochalosas. He'll tell me, how in the world can that possibly... I understand. I'm going to treat an Isra Esei like a lav. And if Esei Dochalosas say, certainly an Esei will Docha in Isra Esei. That's true. But. Esei Dochalosas say? Esei Dochalosas say? Isn't there another requirement of Esei Dochalosas say? Well, that's also last year now. Beitzed Oches. One word, be'idna, be'idna. You can only apply the principle of Esei Dochalosas when at the moment that you're violating a law, you're fulfilling an essay. That you can apply. That's great. No, that's Esei Dochalosas. The moment that the Maisa Bia occurs of the Kohen Gadol in Erisin, you're Mekayim, the Mitzvah Yibum. That's Esei Dochalosas. That's Esei Dochalosas. The Goran Basin of Chesam Beis gives a couple of examples. We're going to have to discuss that at length. One example is Kilayim and Tzitzis. The moment that you're violating the Isser of Shatnez, you're fulfilling the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Or the Gemara Shai is another example. You have a Neged Saras B'Makomila. Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. The moment that you're removing the Neged Saras, that is part of the Maisa Mila. Maybe it's not the full Kiyum of Mila. We'll have to talk about it. But undeniably, it's part of the Maisa Mila. That's Esed Ocha. B'ini Be'idna. Be'idna. We do not allow you to violate an Aveira now to fulfill the Mitzvah later. You know what that's called? That's not called Esed Ocha. That's called Mitzvah Ba'aveira. That's called Mitzvah Ba'aveira. A person doesn't have Aveira now to accommodate a Mitzvah later. No? So I'll tell you the Chiddush. Today's Shir, okay, Kima Se Yisra Se. I got that, you know, but wait a second. How in the world can you say that this is part of the Mizkeres of Esed Ocha Lososei? And this is a Rai Mukhachas, that you apply the principle of Esed Ocha Lososei not only to a law, but even to an Isra Se as well. This cannot be Esed Ocha Lososei, because the ABCs of Esed Ocha Lososei are Be'idna. This is Be'idna. This is Be'idna. We go ahead and offer the Musafim. Offer the Musafim. How exactly does that work? Okay, maybe one could argue that the moment that you are going ahead and buying the Esed HaShlem, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Okay, and what about when it comes to that Mechusar Kiburim? You're accepting his carbon. You're accepting his carbon. Yeah, but what's the essay that's Docha the HaShlem? Not the carbon of Mechusar Kiburim. It's the essay of Carbon Pesach. Meaning that allow him to do this now to attain Tara, that later he can partake of the Carbon Pesach. How does that work exactly? How exactly does that work? No? So you know what the Chiddush of Tosfos is? Second of Mentes, a great, 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 great Chiddush. And that's the following. All things being equal, you're right. When you're dealing with a typical essay, in a typical Os essay, then the Dechi is only if it's Bidna. But somehow, if you can demonstrate, whoa, we're really dealing with something unusual. We're dealing with a mitzvah which is a mitzvah rabbah, a mitzvah derabim. We're dealing with a mitzvah where, you know what, this is a cut above. We will allow for Esei Dochalosas even if it's not bidden. Even if it's not bidden. Wow. That's the Chiddush HaTosfos. We don't always require bidden. Sometimes you can have Esei Dochalosas without bidden. Karban Pesach is an essay sheish bokaris, that's a mitzvah rabbah. Here, we're talking about a mitzvah derabim. A mitzvah derabim. That's the Chiddush HaTosfos. That's pretty stunning. That's a very fundamental machlokas for Shonim. When you look in the Sigur Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, that's where the Gemara tells us the following. It's Rosh Hashanah. We have to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar, but the shofar is out of reach. the shofar is inaccessible. But you know what? I can access the shofar al yedei malach. I can access the shofar al yedei malach. Oh, it's Rosh Hashanah Daf Mahabeis. Ein mefachin es hagal. You cannot do that. You cannot violate Yisurim to access the shofar in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Why not? So the Gemara says the following, that because Yantif, Rosh Hashanah, is a lav and an essay, and the mitzvah of shofar is an essay, but ein essay, no chalosa, save essay. So you are not allowed to do a malach in order to secure a shofar to fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. That's the sugya, Rosh Hashanah Daf Mahabeis, the Ram, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Mahabeis, Daf Yarif. What do you have to come on to? Ein esei dechalosa sei vesei. Harei eino be'idna. It's to do a malacha now, to subsequent full mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, that's not an option. Even if Yantif would not be allowed an esei, you don't even begin with esei dechalosa sei. It's not be'idna. So you know what the Ram argues? Elokushya denil sanaka. It's true. It's not bidna. And you can't even apply esse dochalosas. But the Gemara just rejects that out of hand, saying, you're talking about Yantif. Yantif is a lav in an essay, you can never say esse dochalosas. You don't have to get so granular, bidna. Yantif is not a candidate for esse dochalosas. Because Yantif is, so that's the Ran. In a chanami, you're right. Take a look at Magen Avram. Magen Avram is in Hilchos Pesach. Tuf, Menvav, Sivkat and Beis. The Magen Avraham, Shibuleleke. Shofar is a mitzvah to Rabin. Shofar is a mitzvah to Rabin. And since it's a mitzvah to Rabin, you don't need bidna. You don't need bidna. And the only reason you cannot do malacha to access a shofar is Rosh Hashanah Daf Mahabeis. Because enes ido chalosa sevesei. Enes ido chalosa sevesei. That's pretty heavy. No? That's the chiddush of that essay da hashlama. Essay da hashlama. Wow. If that really is true, that sounds like a rayim uchachas. That a kiyum essay can be dochen iser essay. But we have to work out the ha-bidna issue. Maybe you can work it out by saying, you know, we're talking about a mitzvah like Karban Pesach. A mitzvah like Karban Pesach. Is there another way of learning all these sugyas? Is there another way of learning all these sugyas? All right, this is going to be very relevant for Gemara Beis. There's such a thing which is really incredible. Not Esei Dochalos Asei. Not Esei Dochalos Asei. But what about the concept of Chatei Bishvil Sheyizkach Chavercha? What about the concept of, unbelievable, Aver Lishma? And Aver Lishma. The sugya, for example, on Shabbos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, is a sugya of Rediyah Sapas. You know what? You have this guy, a little off. Not like he on Shabbos, he takes this dough, and he plasters it in an oven that's on, and he walks, and now I'm just standing there. You know what I call that dough? That dough is a time bomb. No. In a matter of minutes, it's going to explode, no? In a matter of minutes, it's going to reach krimas panim, and this guy is going to be chayiv kares for afiyah b'shabbos. Afiyah b'shabbos. That's pretty bad. I can save the day. You know what? I'll just hit the circuit breaker, no? I'll cut off the oven. Or in the time of the Gemara, I'll just remove the pas. So remove the pas. Now, the pas is plastered on the wall of the oven. And Rediyah Sapas is an Issa Drabban. So that's a really heavy sin, you know? Can I violate an Issa Drabban to save him from violating an Issa Karis? And there's a Chiv of Arvos. What is my responsibility? Can I violate an Issa Kal to save someone from an Avera Chamura? That's a very heavy sin, you know? When do you say the principle Chatei Bishvil Sheyizkach? Well, you know what's so stunning about that? That's a very different model than what we're going to be learning about, like an Esei Dochalos Asei. Esei Dochalos Asei, you know, means under these circumstances, the Torah said, that case, that's not an Esei Dochalos Asei. You know, that's called like the lesser of two evils, no? In this corner, there's an Issur Rabbanan. In this corner, there's an Issur of Kares. You know, when do I say, you know, it's true, there's an element of Eira, but you know what? It's worth it. It's worth it. Maybe under certain circumstances, it's worth. It's worth. Doesn't the grammar principle, Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shishma Shabbos Asarbe? Sometimes it's worth. The Cheshvin is right. It's worth. That's a Tosus and Tanis Daf Yud Aleph. Sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it's worth it. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. That's Tosus' example. No, to fast on Shabbos. Let's say a person has a horrific dream on those Shabbos. You know what? He is going to be told, fast for the balance of Shabbos. Fast the balance of Shabbos. Okay, you know what? So that person called his Rav. They said, fast the balance of Shabbos. Okay, and I'll fast. God, we'll say Shabbos, the phone rings, you know? And the Rav tells him, now you have to fast tomorrow because you fasted on Shabbos. You're about to the midst of owning Shabbos. You know, like, I have to fast on Shabbos because I listened to you. You told me to fast. I fasted. You know what Tosu says? That's like an incredible model. Sometimes you can be in a situation where anywhere you turn, there's an element of Avera. And like, in the concept, the spirit of triage, you have to know, like, what do you do? What do you do? You know, you have dam of two karbanos that become mixed together. And one is dal zrikos and one is rikachas. So what do you do? If you do dalet zrikos, that's a risking about tosif. If you do one zrika, that's about tigra. Well, what do? You know what the Gemara says? Shiva tasadi. No? Erevin dafku. Shiva tasadi. It's better to do one and violate bal tigra than to do four and actually violate by tosif. You know what that means? Anywhere you turn, you're kind of stuck. But, you know, let's opt for the lesser of. The lesser of. Wow, that's not an esi dochalosase. That's not an esi dochalosase. Esed Ochalosa say means, you know, in these conditions, the Torah says, you know, it's okay, it's appropriate to don wool tcheles on your linen garment. That's really different than Radia Sapas, where I say, you violated Nisad Rabbanan, but there was a justification. And maybe they're nafkaminas. Maybe they're huge nafkaminas between the tension of an Aver Lishma as opposed to an Esed Ochalosa say, you know? Esed Ochalosa say does not require tshuva. No? And Aver Lishma may very well require tshuva. That's exactly the point. It was worth it being mevatel the mitzvah on Shabbos, because ignoring the dream would be far worse. But there was an element of Avera in fasting on Shabbos that requires kapara. So, leis v'tanin le'tanis. You have to fast another day because you're mevatel. Tosus compares it to Tanis Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Lozhar Kapra that says that a nazir is a chotel. Because under normal circumstances, a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that you're allowed to partake siratz minayin. Why are you becoming a nazir? Why are you becoming a nazir? But what do you mean? Isn't it clear? Why does the Torah juxtapose the parsha nazirus and the parsha of sota? Tosa says, isn't it because haroes sota b'kukulo yaziratz minayin? It's appropriate to become a nazir? You know what Tosa says? It's true. Maybe you're living in a very promiscuous society where it's appropriate to become a Nazir, but that doesn't mean Nazir is ideal. That means under these circumstances it's appropriate, but maybe there's an element of chay. So I'm going to tell you to become a Nazir, Rabbos HaKapar, and you have to bring a Karban Chatas at the end of your Naziris. No? Ooh, that's like a stunning model. No? A stunning model. You know what Tosus writes in Shabbos and Daf Dalet? That case of Sachim Daf Nun Tes, where we tell the Kohen it's worth accepting this guy's carbon, you know, that's not Esed Ochalosase. That's an Aver Lishma. That's an Aver Lishma. You know what? We turn to the Kohen and say, you know what? It's worth it for you to accept this guy's carbon, because what he will gain far outweighs what you will lose. Well, and that's like, you need broad shoulders. No, you have to need sugyas. When to apply that principle? You know, it's an Aver Lishma. Godol Aver Lishma. Not like sometimes, the Rambam writes, "Kishem sharofe chote chaver echad." Sometimes you have to amputate a limb to save a body. That's the Rambam. Hochas Mamrim. You know, you don't do that with joy. But sometimes, you know, this is the best you can do to save. That's an important lamdas. So Tosus and Shabbos is pretty incredible. And Abdalid writes that, well, those sugyas don't work with esi b'chalosa say. Sometimes you're in a situation where, you know what, it's a problem. I have an essay d'ashlama,
But on the other side, I have the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah. On the other side, I have the Korban Pesach. So I have to know kind of what gives. And that really does not work with an Esed Ocholos Haseh. That's working with a very different Hagdara of Godot Aver Lishma. I'll tell you two like nafkaminas. One nafkamina is maybe there's an element of Avera in Godot Aver Lishma. And I'll tell you, Pashup Shana nafkamina, Godot Avera Lishma. Lishma. Maybe that world of balance, of tension, requires Lishma. Whoa, that's a nice segue to Abishol. Yibum requires Lishma. Yibum requires Lishma. Who says this is like a classic Esed Ocholos Haseh? You're talking about attention, ki'ilu pogebe erva, and the resolution of that tension has to be Lishma. Has to be Lishma. Wow. So I'm telling you, there's a Mefurish, a Gemara, that Akima say, Kividoch and Isra say, not necessarily. Who says that Gemara, from Sachim and Daf Nun Tes, is talking about Esed Ocholos Haseh? That's a completely different sugya of Aver Lishma. When is it worth it for the Kohen to do something less than ideal in the Avoda in order to accommodate someone else who's in experience a windfall? You know? And maybe one could argue the same thing as when it comes to Rodia Sapas. Maybe it's worth it for me to go out and buy the Nisid Rabbanan of Chilul Shabbos to save a person from doing so? Oh, so that the Maskana Haskamar is, you should not do that. You should not do that. Tulsa says, what do you mean? The guy's a Balavera. The guy is, you know, a person is running around, you know. I watch him at Shabbos, no? He's planting seed after seed after seed after seed after seed, you know? And maybe in Lamda, Sur Rishash. If I uncover that seed immediately, there's no possibility of Hashrasha, that will not be Yisra of Zareya, no? That's how I should spend Shabbos, like uncovering all his, you know. I see the worker is seeding one, and I'm going to go ahead and take all the seeds because, you know, I'm saving him from. Tulsa says, what? Sometimes a person is being so reckless, you don't assume Gadla Vedrishma, but that's like a fascinating Hagdara. Both those Tosos and the Vaver Lishma, Shabbos Abdali, and the Tosos of Nesed Echolos say, they both quote that story of Rabbi Eliezer, who was Meshachar the Eved, to get his minion. Gitna Flamenches, Brachas Daf Mem Zayin. They both quote that Gemara. You know what that means? That's incredible. No? That's incredible. Tosus is quoting that as an example where the mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur is doche the isra shivar eve. And the Tosus in Shabbos Tatal is quoting that example of an aver lishma. That, you know what? In order to accommodate the whole tzibur, it's worth violating sometimes a personal aver. You know, in each one in their context, they cite that Gemara. That's something which is pretty stunning. So the straight bira of that Gemara, according to Rabbi Noperes, that's the Tosus and Beis and Dafei, and the Tosus and Psachim and Avotes, is this works within the Misgeres of Esei D'Ocholos Haseh. You're not dealing with Ocholos Haseh. You're dealing with an Esei D'Hashlama. Yeah, but Esei D'Hashlama is an Isser Esei. And a Kiyum Esei is Dolchin Isser Esei. Yeah, that's the Rambam. In Perek Vav Chazibum, against the Tosus, Nivamos Nakav, where Tosus says that an essay of Dor Shlishi Yavo is not subject to Bechia, and therefore an essay is similar to a Los Hasei Vesei, where there's no Dechia whatsoever. That's something which is pretty stunning. Where else do you see that this is true? That when it comes to Essay Dor Shlishi Yavo, we're going to treat an Isser essay like a Los Hasei, and apply that principle of Esed Ocholos Haseh. So that's what I wanted you to see, the Sugin Ksuvah Staf Lamites, Ksuvah Staf Mem, the Rashba, the Shita Mekubetzes. The Gemara tells us the following. You know what? A person is Ma'ane Senara Besuva. Ma'ane Senara Besuva. You know what the Pasuk says? Look, this is what you did. V'lo si Yisha. You have a Chiyuv to take care of it. You have to marry her. You cannot divorce her. You cannot divorce her. But under normal circumstances, she probably will say no. No? She's not interested. But you know, okay, she has a right to say no. But you, this is what you did. You were mitame here. So in such a case, lo si alish. You know what the Sukkah tells us? No, Mishnah. Ksuvas ha-lamites. Lo si yisha means isha ha-ru'yila. Isha haru'il. Imagine a person is ma'anes a woman and she's one of the arayas. She's ru'il. You're going to say lo si'al isha? Lo si'al isha? Certainly not. Lo si'al isha would mean a woman, you violated her. But you know what? In principle, there was no issa. In principle. Okay, look, if I'm dealing with arayas, mis and kares, I understand. It has to be nisha ruila. Nisha ruila. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with a woman who's forbidden to that person as a result of a lav. Let's say she's a mamzeres. A lav. Well, why not argue b'lo si nisha would mean esir echalos nasei? Let the mitzvah of lo si nisha be dochin yisra lav. The Mishnah says that the only time you can have lo si nisha is when she is muteris to you. Muteris to you. Why? Why not go through this alumnus? If it's an Isser Kares or it's an Isser Mis, I understand. But if it's an Isser Lav, why not assume, look, if there's a mitzvah of lo si Elisha, maybe there should be an override. Oh, so you know what the Gemara answers? Lo si Elisha is not a categorical mitzvah. The Gemara says, Aval Hacha, in this case, I Amra lo Be'ina. If she would just say no. I'm not interested in marrying this guy. No? I Amra lo Be'ina. I'm not interested. Mi Isa la Ese Klal. Would there be a halacha of lo si Elisha? Well, we're not dealing with the classic mitzvah sasei that I'm going to say Ese Docha lo sasei. Ese Docha lo sasei. And therefore, there's no Ese Docha lo sasei. We're not dealing with a mitzvah which is similar to, let's say, Kilayim and Tzitzis. And therefore, Yomar lo bina misa yuzakon. Okay. What does that have to do with us? The Rashba. Shidu Kovetzes quotes the Rashba. And look at the Shei Rashba. The following. And what happens if she is forbidden to the Ma'anes? Because she's a mitzris. An essay of Dor Shlishi Yava. So Shidduch Vetzes writes explicitly. In Isra essay is Dino Kalos essay. So just like the Gemara says, maybe one could have suggested Essay Do Kalos essay, that if a person is Ma'anes, a woman who is forbidden as an Isra Lav, Essay Do Kalos essay, obviously the same thing is true when it comes to in Isser say as well. Because after all, Mitzri eino essay gamur, that's Lashon HaRashba, it's not a kiyum essay, it's not a full essay, but rather it's a lav haba michlal essay, it's an Isser essay. And in Isser say, lo adif milav gamur, in Isser say, is less chamur than a los essay. And if an essay can override a los essay, of course, a kiyum essay will override an iser essay, and therefore nidche mipnei essay. Well, if not for the fact of I amra lo be'inna, the Rashi's mafurish that when it comes to essay del chalos essay, that's not like Artosis. That an iser essay falls on the side of not essay, falls on the side of los essay. That's a pretty heavy finish, no? So we'll just have to finish up tomorrow just with just where indeed you see that this is true. What is the status of an Isser essay, where you know there's a difference between a los essay and essay. If there's a difference in a lav than an essay, where does Isser essay kind of fit into that whole structure? That's the Rashba. Oh, that's our Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam. We'll see other cases as well. Right, the cases of Nashim, cases of Suma, this is important, then we'll pick up with the Numa Makamas, the Sheikh of Amishah.